Welcome back, and this is an exam question I want to discuss on Kant. And the question is, Kantian ethics is too abstract to be useful in practical ethical decision-making. Discuss. And remember that the marks split 16 for knowledge and understanding and 24 for evaluation and analysis, but we need to weave the knowledge, the understanding, the evaluation, and the analysis together. So first of all, we need to make sure that we discuss three of the major features of Kantian ethics. First, it is deontological, which means it's law-based, duty-based. Secondly, it's non-consequentialist in contrast to the utilitarians. And thirdly, it's absolute in the sense that the categoricals that Kant derives by his two or three formulae that we study are non-negotiable. So, Kant said we should be guided by the motive of duty. Duty for duty's sake, he said. By the way, Robert Arrington calls Kantian ethics the cold-hearted ethic of duty. So we need perhaps to evaluate quite how he evacuates feelings and whether Robert Arrington's is a valid criticism. But Kant said, we act out of wonder and love for the moral law. Two things fill me with wonder, he said. The starry hosts above, that's what we observe a posteriori by experience, and the moral law within, which, if you remember, Kant argues we derive a priori. So how do we do that? We take a leap of the imagination. We step away from the situation. And we imagine a world where everyone acted according to the categorical imperative. Now, I'm going to discuss two of the formula briefly. First, Kant says we should act so as to will the maxim of our action as a universal law for the whole of humanity. Worth learning that little sentence. Imagine a world, for example, where everyone didn't lie. The world would be a better place, says Kant. And what is more, if we lie, there is something self-contradictory about that. Because if we destroy the idea of truth-telling, we don't know truth from falsehood. So we need to maintain an absolute commitment to truth-telling. The second formula goes like this. Never treat people simply as a means to an end, but always also as an end in themselves. And notice that word, simply. Because we can't help using my podcast, hopefully as a little bit of a boost towards getting an A grade. But you're not just going to treat me simply as a means to an end, says Kant. You need to treat me as a human being worthy of dignity and respect. Professor Norman helpfully says we should universalize our shared humanity. Imagine what it's like to be your teacher and then treat your teacher like you'd like to be treated yourself. So Kant asks us, in summary, to focus on people as an end, to try and, by process of imagination, to formulate these maxims, which we can apply everywhere, always, unconditionally, with no ifs and no buts. And we should work through a motive of duty, through love of the moral law. Now, one of the problems with Kantian ethics is that it's not very good at handling complexity. What happens when two moral goods conflict? So you can think of an example and use one in your essay. Imagine my friend is asking for me to cover for him or her whilst he disappears off school to go to a football match in Germany, as he's a supporter of Werder Bremen. And I'm supposed to say, if the head teacher comes up to me, Jimmy has got flu. Now that is a lie, and not lying is a categorical, says Kant. And it's self-contradictory because we destroy the moral value and integrity of truth-telling. So we've got two goods here, because it's definitely a good idea to, and a moral good, to be loyal to our friends. Kant would definitely universalize that as well. Always be loyal to your friends. So the question is, which of these two is going to win? And Kantian ethics doesn't really give us a very clear answer to that question. So is this categorical of no practical use, as the essay title suggests? There is more, says William Frankena, F-R-A-N-K-E-N-A. There is more to the moral point of view than being willing to universalize one's rule. The more things are, of course, our feelings. David Hume said that reason is the slave of the passions of our feelings. And in the above example, our feelings of loyalty to our friend would very likely win over our commitment to never telling a lie. We call these little white lies, don't we? If we tell the truth, he, she, or she will get into trouble. And our feelings tend to, in the way we think, have more importance than a sense of a hard and fast categorical duty, that cold-hearted ethic of duty again. So, is Kant really arguing this, though? You see, you could also argue that Kant is not necessarily ignoring feelings. He just says that feelings are an unreliable guide to moral decision-making. Faced with the above dilemma, of course, there are a number of ways out. We can say, my friend is away today, no lie there, or I'd rather not say, evade the question, without actually breaking the categorical. Kantian ethics does have certain advantages, I think, over, say, the utilitarian viewpoint. And one is that it's actually a lot easier to navigate our lives by categoricals without the burden of trying to work out utilitarian consequences. And of course, we have problems doing that without developing a lot of phronesis, a lot of practical wisdom. And we're going to make an awful lot of mistakes, depending quite how empathetic we are, when we make decisions based on our view of consequences. Secondly, and paradoxically, paradox, remember, is it's a good word to use, a seeming contradiction. Although happiness is never our motive is duty out of love for the moral law, remember, nonetheless, to follow the categorical, simple and direct as it is, might actually make us happier. There's less agonizing, there's less mistakes we're going to make. Okay, we've got a problem with moral dilemmas, but we might find ways around that as well. It's a way that we maintain our moral integrity by being consistent. And remember, Bernard Williams' great attack on utilitarian ethics, which you can look up, it's on the website, the PEPED website, we call the integrity objection. There are some things that we just cannot do if we're going to maintain our integrity. So therefore, it depends how we answer this question on our thesis statement. Kantian ethics is too abstract to be useful in practical ethical decision making. There are problems with this Kantian abstraction where you step away by a process of imagination, particularly when two moral goods conflict. But there may be ways round that Kantian problem. You decide, and you make a strong thesis statement contrasting Kantian ethics perhaps with another ethical theory like utilitarianism. And remember, there's a lot more on Kant. There's a handout that I wrote and a structure of thought in the Kantian section of the website, plus some more possible future exam questions for you to consider, some extracts, some articles. Enjoy and look forward to my next podcast coming shortly.